The theater actually started in 1908, and it was built as the Orpheum Theater Opera House. At that time, it had the largest stage north of Sacramento. And of course, the riverboats were plying the Sacramento River, and the people were coming here, and so that was a big thing. And they attracted many of the top-level 1908 performers in that time. That theater functioned until about 1928, and it was in a bit of a state of disrepair by then. And a company called T&D Enterprises bought it, refurbished it, painted it with bright, shining colors. The newspaper articles in 1928 said it vibrates with color. So it must have been something to behold, and they renamed it the State Theater in 1928. And it functioned actively as a theater from 1928 until 1944, when it burned down, right in the middle of the war era. And so the people of Red Bluff petitioned the United States government to allow them to rebuild the theater. And they said, it's important for the morale of the community during the wartime effort for us to have the theater. It's a community center. Well, the government agreed. And the State Theater is one of a handful of theaters nationwide that were built during the war. And it reopened in 1946, on May 24th, 1946. And they had hired a famous, then famous theater architect named Alexander Canton. And Alexander Canton designed an Art Deco Modern Streamlined Theater for Red Bluff. And it has been there since 1946. It went through various iterations. In the 80s, it was turned into a multiplex theater, and that closed. And then a group of businessmen in the early 1990s were afraid the theater was going to be torn down, and they bought it to preserve it. And they held it until we purchased it in 2010.